When it comes to religion, the Democratic and Republican presidential contenders have something in common. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are both Protestant. Their running mates are Catholic. That's where the similarities end. NPR's Tom Gjelten has this look at how Donald Trump and Mike Pence have been influenced by their faith.
Conservative white Christians are an important part of the Republican base. When Donald Trump competed in places like South Carolina, he wanted to show he had Christian values.
My mother gave me this Bible, this very Bible, many years ago. In fact, it's her writing right here. She wrote the name and my address, and it's just very special to me.
Whether he reads it regularly is another question. When asked on one occasion for his favorite Bible verse, Trump said he didn't want to get into specifics. He does not claim to be especially devout, and he once told an interviewer he couldn't remember asking for forgiveness. Trump was baptized, however, and confirmed at a Presbyterian church in the Queens neighborhood where he grew up. Later, his parents joined Marble Collegiate Church in Manhattan, part of the Reformed Church of America. The pastor there was Norman Vincent Peale, and that's the church Trump came to call his own.
I go to church, and I love God, and I love my church. And Norman Vincent Peale, the great Norman Vincent Peale, was my pastor. The power of positive thinking. Everybody's heard of Norman Vincent Peale. He was so great.
This from an appearance last year at the Family Leadership Summit in Iowa.
And what he would do is he'd bring real-life situations, modern-day situations, into the sermon. And you could listen to him all day long. When you left the church, you were disappointed that it was over.
Peale was, in fact, one of the most famous Christian preachers of the 20th century, well known for his admiration of successful businessmen about whom he often preached.
I said, you know, being a merchant isn't getting money. Being a merchant is serving the people. And you go out there and you talk with her and you ask her if she could pay $5 a month.
Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking, has sold about 5 million copies. And in that book and in his preaching, Norman Vincent Peale promoted a particular faith message, one Donald Trump could take as his own.
Peale got very interested in the notion that the gospel could unleash power, that a divine relationship, a person having a divine relationship with God could unleash power within that person for success.
Michael Hamilton of Seattle Pacific University specializes in the history of American Christianity.
And he defined success pretty broadly. So it partly included material success. That is, God didn't want people to be poor.
Among the businessmen Peale welcomed to his church, Hamilton says, was Donald Trump's father, Fred, the New York real estate developer.
When he went into church on Sunday, he would hear his minister telling him stories about if you have positive living, if you're faithful, if you're upholding your family and your community, then that's what unleashes the power that's made you successful.
Peale, who died in 1993, rarely talked about salvation. His message was more practical than theological. It has an echo today in what's known as the prosperity gospel, practiced by megachurch televangelists who favor spectacle and say God chooses to reward some people with material wealth. Donald Trump, drawn to Norman Vincent Peale in his younger days, now surrounds himself with prosperity preachers, several of whom were on hand in June when Trump spoke to a Faith and Freedom conference in Washington.
Pastor Paula White has been at right from the beginning. I've known her for so long, and she's a tremendous person, tremendous woman. Pastor Mark Burns, I don't know if you've watched him on television. Between him and Pastor Daryl Scott, these two guys are phenomenal.
At the Republican convention, Trump thanked the evangelical and religious community for their support. But he said he wasn't sure he deserved it, and apart from that comment, he included no reference to his own faith. If there was pressure to demonstrate more religiosity, he may have relieved it with his choice of a running mate.
I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican, in that order.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence was raised in an Irish Catholic household. He was an altar boy at his local church and went to a parochial school. And his religious convictions have been a hallmark of his career, as he made clear in his convention speech.
And I have faith. Faith in the boundless capacity of the American people, and faith that God can still heal our land.
Pence's own faith story is itself intriguing. A traditional Catholic as a youth, he had a conversion experience in college as a member of a non-denominational Christian youth group. By 1994, he was describing himself as a born-again evangelical Catholic. That label confused some theologians who focus on the difference between Catholicism and evangelical Christianity, but to other Christians, it did make sense.
Born again comes from the Bible. It's a phrase that Jesus used.
Kirsten Powers, a USA Today columnist and Fox News commentator, is a former Democratic Party activist who worked for President Bill Clinton. About 10 years ago, she had a conversion experience. Last year, she joined the Catholic Church.
Whether you're Catholic or evangelical or mainline Protestant, any of those people could be born again. To me, if somebody said that to me, if they said I'm an evangelical Catholic or I'm a born-again Catholic, it would be them saying I'm a sincere Christian, I read the Bible, my life has been transformed.
As for Donald Trump, he's never said he's been born again or transformed, but that may not matter if he outsources the responsibility for religious outreach to Mike Pence. As governor, Pence bolstered his conservative Christian credentials by signing a religious liberty law to protect business people unwilling to accommodate same-sex weddings. If Mike Pence now says Trump is a good man, that may be enough for voters who care about their candidate's faith. Tom Gelton, NPR News.
Tom's faith profile of Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine is on npr.org.